December 1942. A year has passed since the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. America at war is the only newsworthy topic these days, which is why I did not purchase a radio for my apartment in town. I would rather read, anyway, or spend evenings with John when his homework load is light. I spend weekdays at the real estate office. I was awarded the front receptionist position a week after graduation, and I rented an apartment within walking distance of the office. Iris was crushed when she realized I would not return to the farm, the final blow to our tumultuous relationship. I chalk up our differences to the age gap and the fact that I had to grow up much faster than she. Even at 13, Iris tries to goad me into silly play or shenanigans every time I see her, testing my patience with each visit. I love her dearly, I do. But I believe the time has come for her to mature into a young lady and leave all that silliness behind her. We have fallen into a nice routine. I walk to church each Sunday and meet my family there. We sit in the service and gather for a shared meal afterward. So far, I have been able to enjoy my evenings with John, as well as an occasional dinner at the Smith House. I will spend the holidays at the farm, since the office closes from the 24th until the first Monday of the new year. If the weather holds, John has promised to borrow his father's car to join my family for a festive dinner during the holiday season. With my permanent move to town, John and I have enjoyed the luxury of daily time together. His chivalrous side shows each afternoon as he waits outside my office door to walk me home. I give him home-cooked meals and fresh-baked treats, and I once wondered if his dedication to escorting me home was because of the time with me or the food awaiting him at the end of the walk. Either way is a compliment to me, my personality, or my cooking. April 1943. I can smell spring in the air. The crisp bite of winter is almost a memory, save for an occasional whippet of wind that seeks out any sliver of ivory skin beneath my nylon overcoat. As rain begins to fall, I clutch at my lapel, tuck my chin, and dash towards the awning across the street. "Morning, Violet," calls Jim, the number one real estate agent in the office. I step inside and soak in the warmth from the radiator. "Morning, Jim." "Sold the Brower farm?" He takes the damp coat from my arm and limps a little as he moves toward the picture window. He gives the coat a shake, releasing a cascade of tiny droplets, and hangs the coat on the rack.
"Could you finish up the paperwork today so I can drop the contract by this evening? Mrs. Bauer said she'd bake me one of her blue ribbon cakes, since I sold their farm real quick."
"Aren't you the favored one?" I tease, aware that Jim's interest lies with Mrs. Bauer's daughter, Frances, more than any cake.
"With rations and all," he stumbles, "I thought the gesture a kind one. You know, to thank me for the quick sale."
He runs his fingers through his hair with a boyish grin, and I am reminded how handsome he is. At 30-some years old, Jim has yet to marry. He lives above the real estate office and is entirely devoted to the business of property brokerage. "I'd be happy to, Jim." I etch the mockery from my voice to convey my sincere intentions. I set to work on the Bauer paperwork as Jim retreats to his office, flushed with regained composure. The office is a hive of activity. Warmer weather brings the selling season. Nobody likes to move houses in the winter, so spring is lively. Those unable to keep farms while their boys fight a war relocate to homes with more manageable expectations. Farms are being snapped up for a right good price, which keeps the office entrenched in the action. I enjoy the busyness. The work hours pass with ease. But on quieter days, I watch the town from the comfort of my desk chair. Men on their way to and from work, students headed to school, and mothers with baby carriages collecting dry goods from the local mercantile. I am never bored. I am filled with my life's purpose and fulfilled by my employment. I have the luxury of independence and a little apartment a few blocks away.